B-Pod Studios.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, may I speak to Stan, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Stan.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that my heart goes out to both you and Haney. What you're going through with your grandmothers is horrible.
Thank you very much. I know Haney's grandmother suffering physically, mine with the Alzheimer's, so the mind is going. And yeah, it's tough, especially around the holidays.
I certainly understand, because I have just gone through putting my mother into a home.
Your mother.
And it is just, it's the hardest thing that you could ever imagine.
How old of a woman are you, first of all, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm 48.
Okay, and your mother is?
My mother is 68.
68. That's a young age to be put into a nursing home.
It's just heartbreaking. And when you realize that your mother, the person that has raised you, is no longer that same person.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, how,
it
you know.
It is so hard.
It's not the person you remember. That's not the person you grew up with.
Well, you still have the feelings for the person, but
sure,
they're not able to reciprocate.
You're right.
And it was just wrenching. This just happened a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so what's your situation? Ma'am, what's your first name?
Pat.
Pat, tell me about your situation.
Well, I have just gone through a divorce.
You went through a divorce?
Just within the past year.
How many years of marriage?
20.
Wow.
And I had nowhere to go, and my mother was kind enough to take us in, me and my three boys.
Mm-hmm.
And
three teenage boys?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, one is on the cusp of being a teenager.
Sure.
I have three. The youngest is 10. The oldest is 19.
Okay, so I'm chuckling because married 20 years, the oldest is 19. You just got in under the wire there, didn't you?
Well, that was back in the days whenever it was an issue whether you were married or not.
Sure.
Now, I guess it doesn't matter so much. But we moved in with my mother, and at first things were just great, and my mother and I were just as close as we could be, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. And then I noticed that things were just, I don't know how you would put it, that she just seemed to be slipping by day.
Yeah.
And it was difficult for me because I love my mother with all my heart.
So what is your point, though? Why are you calling me?
She just, she started to be...
Because you're starting to bring me down a little bit.
Well, I understand that, but I think when you share things with other people that it helps. And I was just letting you know that the two of you are not alone.
Thank you. So your mother started slipping.
She started to become very, very demanding.
Mm-hmm. Demanding how?
She would constantly say things that were just off the wall.
Inappropriate.
Yes, and it concerned me, and I let it go at first. She would say things to me like, Pat, you need to get a job. You need to work. You need to get on with your life.
And right, so that bothered you.
I just thought it was completely off the wall.
Were you working at the time?
No.
And you were living with her?
Yes, I take care of my children.
Mm-hmm.
And
none of them, for how long did you live with your mother?
We've been there for about the past year,
mm-hmm.
and then about 6 months into it is when things started to kind of go south.
So I guess what was happening there, you weren't working, you were going through the divorce, three other kids, and your mother was supporting you, I guess, at that time.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And so she said, get a job.
Right.
And what else
and
happened?
And that just became a constant refrain.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just started to degenerate into things where she would, you know, demand that my children help around the house and cut the grass and things like that.
That's right.
And it was just totally off the wall. It was frightening.
Hold on a second. And you put your mother into the nursing home?
Yes.
because she told you after 6 months of sponging off her to get a job and maybe have your three punk teens maybe do something around the house instead of her waiting on you and her grandkids hand and foot.
It was the hardest thing that I've ever had to do.
What do you mean the hardest thing?
It was so hard.
Hold on a second, lady.
The culmination was last month.
Yeah,
whenever
what?
She looked at me, her own daughter,
yeah,
and told me to get out of her house.
Because you weren't working.
And that's when I knew something had to be done.
And so you put her into a convalescent home.
Yes, I did.
And let me ask you a question. Are you living in her home right now?
Yes, I am.
What the hell is your problem? You know what? Your mother sounded like a completely productive woman at 68 and merely wanted her dead-ass daughter and her freeloading grandkids maybe to go and contribute to the family.
So,
you know, maybe you
very,
think that might be it? Your mother has probably got a sounder mind than you do.
Those are very hurtful words.
Yeah, of course they're hurtful words. You know what's hurtful?
They're coming from a place of hurt within you.
Yeah, sure. Are you working now?
No, I'm not.
You're not. What are you, living off her Social Security checks that come in, the pension, and then you filter a little bit to her in the convalescent home?
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's it. What about your kids? They got any part-time jobs?
Her Social Security goes towards her care and... In reality...
And what are you living off of?
My father had investments in a very large pension. He died several years ago.
Yeah, and that's why your mother was allowing you to be there, because she had the money to...
I have the power of attorney.
You had the power of attorney.
Yes, because she was ruled that she was incompetent and unable to make decisions.
How did that
and
come
Stan,
about?
And what I want you to understand is when you put somebody in a home, it's not because you're angry with them.
Yeah, I think in your case it
just,
is.
It's out of love to do something like that because she could no longer receive the care that she needed.
So because your mother, who took you in when you weren't working, when you were going through a divorce, took you and your three kids into her home, and you lived off her for six months.
It is. It's so difficult to
going
say.
On a year now, it's and so, she opened her mouth about it and
Stan,
said...
You can't imagine how difficult it is to say goodbye.
Goodbye. But do you visit her? Do you visit her?
I went to visit her when we first put her in there.
And you don't
and
anymore.
And she was so far out of it. It's
so far
she
out
didn't
of it.
Even know who I was.
Yeah, what happened? You walked into the room, what?
She said that I cannot believe that you are my daughter and I am going to institute legal action. And that's when I said,
right,
I
you knew that she was too far gone.
I cannot put myself through this.
You're deranged. You are a. I've never met a woman more selfish in my
but
entire
I just
life.
To let you and
you don't let me
know.
I don't want to know anything about you.
You shouldn't have guilt when you have to put somebody.
Let
in
me go
home.
To the phones. K Rock, hello. You're on the air.
Give me a break. Get that psychotic lady off the radio.
She's right there. I can't get through to her. You sound like a woman that could maybe make some sense. She's right on the. Her name's Pat. Caller.
Well, she needs to go.
Well,
to the old folks home herself.
I understand that there are these feelings out there.
You what? You put
possible.
Your mother into a convalescent home because you were a freeloader.
Stan,
right.
Honey, I just wish you
get
understood.
A job, lady.
This lady sounds like she could be delusional to me.
That lady sounds delusional to you?
She's just not dealing in reality.
No, you're not dealing in reality.
Honey, it's just sometimes things don't turn out the way we want them to.
K-Rock, hello. Hold on, Pat. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I know how this person feels. My grandfather forgot his keys one time, and that was it. Put the bastard right into the...
You're no better. You're no better than she is.
But you know what? That's somebody that loves his granddad.
That is
it
not.
Really is.
That's selfishness.
It really is. He sounds like a sweet man.
Yeah. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
That Pat, oh my God, that evil bitch. How could you do that to your own mother?
Pat?
I don't know if you're on drugs.
No, you are on drugs, obviously.
But just listen to me. No. God loves you.
God loves you. You know what? You better be praying to Jesus because when you have to meet him and explain your actions, you got another thing coming, sweetheart.
I know there's a lot of hurt there with you, Stan.
There
there's a lot
hurt
of hurt
with me.
Because of what you've done to your grandmother.
Oh, what have I done? I've done nothing.
But you did it out of love, didn't you?
What are you talking about? She's comfortable, she's in her own home, and she has the care that she needs, and I see her.
There's no need to shout, honey. God loves you.
Shut up. Nobody loves you. I'll tell you that. You're about as low can go. I've never met anybody lower than you.
You're just talking out of hurt, sweetheart.
I hope you have a good holiday season.
I wish I could just stroke your head and tell you you're okay.
Goodbye. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Tempt your taste buds with tantalizing tacos from around the globe. Stan and Haney's International Tacos is here, with locations throughout the Tri-County area. Tacos aren't just from Mexico anymore, so Stan and Haney invite you to eat shit. Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Try our taco tortellini, taco teriyaki, corned beef and cabbage quesadilla, and more. One bite and you'll know it tastes like Stan and Haney's International Tacos, or shit for short. It's so easy to remember. Just think of the initials, Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Visit our website at shit.com. Call us in Lee at 334-SHIT. In Collier, 775-SHIT. Just remember, Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Try us once, and you'll know what shit tastes like.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig?
You don't want to know.
It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot.
I don't remember.
Liquored up before sunrise when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. I got to take this phone call. Ahoy. Ahoy. Evidently not there. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Nothing's great right now, although it's good stuff going on. Let me see. 3 seconds before we're getting on the air, Dave is checking in with his connections over at the Beasley Bike Drive, which is going tremendously well. Now, here's the thing. We had Logan board opping for Matt Mangus. Logan said, leave it the way it is. Everything's fine. So I'm 30 seconds before going on in the air, and I hear Bonehead in queue. Hello, anybody hear me? Anybody hear me? Check. And I'm talking back to him, but he doesn't hear. Let's see if he's there. You there?
Yeah, bro. Yo, what's up, man?
Jeez. All right, there he is. Dave the Waterman.
Yeah.
Dave the Waterman. Live at the Super Walmart Estero location, Estero Parkway, US 41, for the Beasley Bike Drive. Now, confirm these numbers for me, Bonehead.
Thousand
bikes donated already today, and $16,500 in cash donated today already. True or false?
Yeah. That is true.
You don't have you don't have the exact numbers, do you?
I've got a little. Well, I got over 1,000 bikes, and a gentleman made a substantial cash donation from what I just
found
out.
You're flying by the seat of your pants out there.
I haven't had chance to be up to date on what's happening out here.
Run that
so.
Well, Dave, you were there at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, 4:15 this morning, man.
And so then he had to come in and pick me up, and then I had to drop him off over there. He was there all morning and has just returned.
Yes.
How much had they raised when you left to come pick me up?
Actually, this morning when I left, we were at about almost 1,000 bikes and I think about 4,000 in cash.
And do you have an update on that?
That's what I just asked him.
I'm trying to help.
He doesn't have the numbers.
See, I can talk to him.
He doesn't have.
Dave,
doesn't know.
Do you have the numbers?
As of right now, Haney, we're at about 16,000 cash and rising. Thanks, everybody, for their donations. And a little over 1,000 bikes, man, so we're doing really well out here.
That's amazing.
I just gave you those numbers. I wanted
to
know if they'd changed. Never mind. Never mind.
Not yet. They will while we're on air, brother.
Do you mind for just a second? I have to go to the phones.
All right.
So
Can the phones hear you?
I can make the phones hear him. I'd do that.
But can they hear you?
Hear me? I don't know. Probably not.
You've been doing a lot of button mashing lately.
Yep. Shut up, Dave. I am so button crazy right now over the past few days.
We need to mitigate that and no more button pressing for you.
Ahoy. Ahoy. Is that what you're going to do? I say ahoy and you just sit there and laugh?
You guys there?
No. God.
So someone called in just to mock you?
Yeah, I don't know.
And what was going on? There were like 70 people in there with Rob. What was going on in there?
Okay, here I got. Can I stop me, Rob, when I don't have the facts right?
Sure.
Okay.
So Rob will be fact-checking in real
time.
Yes,
as to what happened to him, because he will say it and try to be nice about it. I'll tell you about it in the cold, hard facts. Rob is the producer of the Stan and Haney show. Plus, he has to do his own show. He puts in about 18 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Now, and in exchange for that, he's paid a living wage.
A living wage. He barely gets by. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, bud.
I'm turning you down. I can hear too much of you breathing.
Are you claiming you could hear him mouth breathing in the background?
Yes, I can. I can tell you right now, he's slack-jawed.
Like a fly could go right in his mouth?
So, Rob, to produce our show correctly and edit, has editing software that the company has provided him. Now, you saw Marvin in with him.
I saw what appeared to be a Chinese fire drill going on.
You saw Marvin in there. Marvin was breaking the news to Rob because he got a new hire in the digital department. He was taking away his editing tools for our show. Am I right or wrong?
That's kind of critical. That's kind of critical to the job Rob is doing.
I agree. I don't believe it is
what
Marvin directly who took it away.
Is he not
so
the
you
digital
can no
program
longer
director?
Edit?
I can no longer edit
hold
from
it.
My
let me,
computer.
Let me just say this.
Oh,
no, here, hold it. Here's,
oh
here,
my
hold,
God!
Here's the deal. Hold on, because I'm gonna juice you a little more with this news. So,
what are we going to have to do? Get him some kind of shareware program?
So?
They still do those?
In order,
like on the CompuServe FTP server?
So, in order for him to properly edit our show. Now, this goes a long way. This goes for best ofs.
Yeah, it's kind of mission critical.
Podcasts, yeah. All of this stuff. He, on his own, had to download a trial version so that he can continue to edit our show, and he will have to figure out a way to have something permanently on there because the digital department took away his editing software because they have a new hire, and she needs it. If I'm wrong,
Stan,
you're not
know.
Wrong. I
Come
can't
on.
Tell you.
This is made up.
No,
he's not.
Are
wrong.
You? You're pulling my leg.
I'm telling you. Am I telling? Saying the truth?
He's telling the truth. The only thing is, and I would love to throw him under the bus. I'm right there with you. Marvin is just as angry as you guys because they need these licenses as well, and they're shut down as well. They gave her one, and now there's a guy on the Lady Rock station down the hall that doesn't have...
The damn Lady Rock station.
The women's station?
Yep, they
the
don't ladies. Have editing software now either, so it's and it all comes back to we need to buy more licenses and nobody wants to.
Oh, for...
So who gets kicked in the ass again? The Stan and Haney show.
And we don't bother anybody.
We leave everybody alone.
Because I saw there was, I don't know how many people were in there, but they were all standing around. I saw Marvin, I guess that was a new hire, and
yep.
somebody else.
Yeah, hold on a second.
I don't know everybody that works here.
Dave, are you there?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, just checking. Oh, you quiet. Yeah. Okay, so just making sure he's there.
Full team coverage.
Yes, he's there, and we'll get an update with him when he can get some new numbers for us. Speaking of that, this is your opportunity, Stan and Haney listeners. To go and donate that bike today. You remember last year when we did it? Go, $40-$50, go buy a bike
and
drop it off.
And Dave is there to help you.
And Dave is there to help you to take credit for it. Are you going to be all right today, Rob?
Good for the next 7 days, Stan.
Okay, I'll get you, I'll
so
take
you
care
got
of
like
it.
A temporary password?
A 7-day trial, and then I have to get a new email address to register and download it again, and unless I can get the
actual
software.
No, but they're getting hip to that. They'll know the IP.
That's what Marvin said, the same thing.
Don't worry about him. He's on my S list. There's so many people on that list, I don't know how to get them off.
This is the kind of crap we've dealt with from the beginning
yeah.
of this show.
Yeah.
Where we'd have to pay for stuff ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're complaining about the editing software, Rob. At one point... We had to pay out of our own pocket to have any archive whatsoever.
Yep.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And I managed to do it for, what, 2 or 3 years
two
before I finally
years.
Broke and said, what am I doing?
Yep.
Well, they weren't in the computer business then.
No.
don't feed him stuff. Don't feed him stuff.
No, I personally appreciate that, Rob, but Stan is right. It's for the best that I don't go
nerve.
Down that road today.
Dave, you there?
Absolutely.
All right,
bro.
Just checking. Okay.
Dave's at the Walmart.
I'll get back to Dave at the Walmart because we have to take a break.
And he's not inside. He's in the parking lot, so don't worry.
When you go to the Estero Walmart with your bike, two things. You can go into Walmart and you can buy a bike. They got a bunch of them outside on the sidewalk for you to buy.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in there and buy one. You can bring a new bike down there. Dave will take care of it for you and mark your donation down. They're taking cash as well down there, gift cards. It's all for the Toys for Tots, and we're trying to get kids new bikes, unwrapped toys, cash, gift cards to help the needy kids
and
have a nice Christmas.
That is a wonderful thing. But you're telling me the digital department intern ranks above our producer.
Yes. Stan and Haney.
That's mission critical because she might need it.
96. Yes. 96.
What the?
K-Rock.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Dave the Waterman is at the Beasley Bike Drive at the Super Walmart, Estero Parkway and 41, right next to the radio station. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law in about 1 hour.
He's here to help.
He sure is. And
boy, later, I'd like to sue somebody. Yep. I just don't know who.
Later on today, we'll play Stan's Name That Movie. Grab bag coming up in a second. Dave the Waterman is at the Super Walmart right now. Dave, update us.
Yes, sir, Stan. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Woo! Yes, sir.
Hey, I got to tell you, we got 925 bikes.
How did it go down? Did somebody take some back?
No. That's just the official number I just got.
Here's what I need you to do.
So, check this out, though.
What?
Biggie's Place just came by
and
made a $500 cash donation, man. So, we're up to
17,500 in cash.
Yep.
And we're down to how many bikes? How many bikes were taken?
Nine.
Okay.
Well, not what? Nine. Come on, man.
That's over 17 large.
Yeah, 17K. and then how many bikes?
925.
925. Man. What I'm going to do during the grab bag, and I'll come back and check with you.
Yeah.
I want you to go by hand and count every bike.
Well, they're all gone.
What? What? Well, I was out there this morning. I was hanging out with Sheriff Carmine and the whole
gang.
So was
I.
Did you tell him I said hello?
I did.
Thank you.
Sent his
so
best.
So was I, but
no,
the
you
charities
were.
Have come by. And they've
moved them on to go where they have to go.
Exactly, where they have to go.
So the logistics are already in motion.
Yeah, last year, remember, we had it all at the end of the day.
Yeah, now here's what I'm saying. We have businesses that listen to us. Don't let me call you out by name. We have so many great people that listen to this show each and every day that can go and drop off a bike, new bike, or a cash donation over at the Super Walmart, the Estero Parkway 41 location.
Well, like you just heard, Biggie's Place just dropped off a nice check there.
I would love for you guys to go by, drop off a bike, drop off a check, drop off a new unwrapped toy. And if you do that, I will have, when Dave sees you out there, he'll hold on to you, and we'll say hi to you on the air, and we'll thank you, and we'll give your...
I'm sorry, my mind was wandering. What? Did you say something about Dave having a seizure?
No.
What? Oh,
you're... All right.
What did you say?
I said we'll go and check in with Dave, and he'll...
Oh, when Dave sees you.
Yes, when Dave sees you.
For some reason, I thought you said something about a seizure. Dave having a seizure.
So go on by. You can buy a bike right at the Walmart, or if you have a place you'd rather go, and maybe there's a Walmart near you, run it up here. I don't care how you do it. Put it in the trunk of your car in the back seat.
Or if that's just beyond you, cash, check.
Yep.
That works.
It works just
Toys,
fine.
You name it, man.
That's right. So go on and see. Dave is there. Dave's going to be with us throughout the entire show till 6 o'clock, and checking in with us of who's bringing stuff by. Second annual Beasley Bike Drive. We did so great last year, although I do think we've surpassed last year. But we want you to come by, and I'm talking to some of our businesses in town that listen to us as well.
And you know what, Stan? You should give Dave a gold star today.
For?
Because he set all of that up in the middle of the night.
Okay, can I tell you that Joey, I guess, got there before he did, and
oh,
he claims he set
on.
It up, and that Dave was nowhere to be found.
Dave, you told me that you set it up.
I did.
Was Joey there first, or were you there?
He was at the station first this morning, and then we all came over here together.
So, like on a field trip?
Right. Okay. Yeah, man.
Were you in charge?
No.
He tried
I'm not
to act like it. He wanted everyone to give him a pat on the back.
I did wake a homeless guy up in the parking lot.
He did. And told him, rousted him, and told him, move it along. We got to put bikes here.
That's not nice. I mean, that's like 4 a.m. That's an ungodly hour to be waking somebody up.
Oh, yeah. I was like, skedaddle, buddy.
And what'd he say?
Oh, I think he was buzzed up, man, because it took him about 30 minutes to get out of here.
All right.
We'll check in with you in a second.
Buzzed up.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Nice job threatening the local businesses,
yep,
Dan.
You got it.
That
you know
was
what?
Well
if I
done.
Have to, if I, you know, if I have to pull a Jerry Lewis on you.
Oh, he was the king.
Yeah. A grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Talking to you, Pewter Mug. Okay, so.
So.
Last week, Rob brought in a comedian.
Dr. Funny.
Yes, and it didn't go very well. And then we gave him another shot to bring a comedian in. Mm-hmm. That didn't go so well. So Rob comes up to me before the show, and he says...
Well, third time's a charm. It's got to be a ringer.
He said, I was at a gig, he said, and the feature was a Santa guy.
Yo, you don't say. That's very topical, seasonal.
And he calls himself Stand Up Santa. And he said, can I have him come on the show? And I said, absolutely not. He said, can I at least record part of his show and play it on your show so he can get a little exposure because he's at the local club? I says, I'll try it. So I guess last night.
So there's no excuse. This is recorded. This is his best stuff.
I guess last night, Rob recorded Mr. Santa. And so this I haven't heard it.
Is that his name, Mr. Santa?
I don't. This is the raw tape. Rob says the guy is big and up and coming. He's doing something in Lake Worth this weekend. Let's hear what it, see what Rob sent us on this deal. Hold on. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the North Pole Comedy Club. Tonight's headliner, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas. Oh, by the way, that ho-ho-ho was not directed at the three scantily clad ladies in the front row. You must be the ones that leave the fishnet stockings by the chimney with care. Maybe after the show, you can earn your way onto my naughty list. Ah, tis the season for giving.
One guy
you know, I
it.
Gotta be honest, I almost didn't come tonight. Toy production is down at the shop this year because without my knowing, the elves stopped making dolls and bicycles and started making crystal meth.
That's
I
Rob
asked them to make something
hard.
Else. They started turning out surveillance equipment. I also told them to please keep it away from the reindeer. Dasher and Blitzen are bouncing off the walls as it is.
Here, Rob.
Well, I see that my time is up. The red light is flashing. Or is that Rudolph's nose? You've been a great audience, and by the way, instead of leaving cookies this year, can you leave some Neosporin for the scratches on my back? They don't call my wife Mrs. Claus for nothing. Good night, everyone. Merry Christmas. And try the veal.
No, that's the last time.
Do you know?
That's the last time.
No, I think I understand where Rob's coming from. If that performance...
He's trying to push these guys on us.
If that performance was done not in 2019...
Yeah.
But in 1952, it would have been cutting edge.
Oh, you sure would have
brilliant.
Been. Yep. Lenny Bruce stuff.
Yeah. They'd throw him in jail for that. I'm not joking.
Oh, look at our girl. She knows it's only 3 weeks till New Year's.
Oh.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I have 3 weeks to find a date for New Year's Eve. 3 weeks. Just long enough to settle for the IT guy. I mean, our date wasn't bad. It just wasn't New Year's material. but it could be. Let me picture myself a little more drunk. Yeah, I see it. We're dancing, he's whispering in my ear. Wow, that's actually a little sexy. What's that you're saying, computer man? Ooh, you fixed someone's hard drive today? And you added more RAM to your laptop?
Hot. She dating Marvin?
Wait, let me get another glass of champagne. Tell me again about that FireWire thingy and how you created the code for our company website. That would actually be the most exciting conversation I've had with a man in a long time. And he's not bad looking. Maybe some new clothes, a little hair paste. What's his extension? I've got 3 weeks to make him my boyfriend.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Boy, that's when things always work out, when a woman decides that you're not ideal, but she can fix you.
Right. Mm. What's this? Who's?
You know what the worst was? I had a girlfriend at one point years ago.
Yeah.
And her big
idea.
Did
I know her?
Well, she was more of a mistress, really.
Okay.
You sure. May have met her, yeah. But her big idea for me, yeah. And you know, you and I forever have always said, you know what? We like comfort. We like loose-fitting clothes.
Yes.
And her big idea was that I should wear tight-fitting clothes.
No. No. Always trying
and
to
she
change it.
Oh, I got you a gift. Well, this is not the size I wear. Yeah. I know. Just would you try it for me? It's very tight. Yeah. Oh, but you look so good. I don't feel good.
Ball huggers.
Yep.
What's this sound? Well, you know what the sound is. Let me just say, what animal is making this sound? What was that? Here it is. What is that?
Elk?
Nope. It's a penguin.
That was odd.
Yeah.
It sounded like a horn, and then it said, halt, halt.
I am told it is a penguin mating call.
Well, it sounds like a trumpet. Well, that sounds like a car horn. And then halt, halt.
Yeah, it's a dual horn, too, because it's got two sounds coming out.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's what we were discussing about the tube and throat singing.
Yes!
About how you have the different, yeah.
All right, you be the judge, because it's gone viral, and radio stations are playing it, and
No,
but you're going to get a sample. There is an 83-year-old guy in Texas named Johnny Godson, who wrote a Christmas song for his kids 54 years ago. He wrote the song. It was strictly for his kids. He would sing it to them every year.
That used to be a thing. Because I know, I think it was a cousin of ours, when my mom was a little girl, he wrote a song specifically for her.
Well, he wrote this, and it was always a family song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a dream come true for him at 83 that his family arranged for a radio station to play his Christmas song on the air. It has gone viral.
So it's like a family tradition to them. It's been around forever, but it's never been, like,
released.
Yeah.
Radio stations all over the country now are playing it. Guy's personal song for his kids. You be the judge.
Ho, 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 eat, eat, eat. Coming down the chimney with a sack full of toys, girls and boys, find on Christmas morning. I've worked all year to bring them cheer. I can't believe that Christmas is here.
Ho, 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 ho.
Nice reverb.
Coming down the chimney with a sack full of toys, girls and boys, find on Christmas morning.
There you go. It's being played everywhere. He's got a 53 years later, he's got a bona fide hit.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a great generic Christmas time song.
Yep. Get a load of this. I'm going to blow your mind. There is a special thing that has occurred this year, this past month. AC/DC's 1980 masterpiece, Back in Black, just went 25 times platinum.
I remember buying it when it was new.
Which means it has moved 25 million copies. It is only the third studio album ever to hit that milestone. The others being Michael Jackson's Thriller and the Eagles' Hotel California. They are now in third place. Here's a... We forget how great every single cut on that album was in 1980. Brian coming in, replacing Bon Scott.
Nobody knew what to expect.
Here's what you got in 1980. 25 times platinum. Something.
And you know, we were talking about Randy Rhoads yesterday. That comes out in 1980. Blizzard of Oz comes out in 81.
Yep.
That was, what, man, what a great time. And you just felt like that it would just keep going forever.
Yep.
And then I think radio really destroyed it, because rock radio decided that we don't need good stuff anymore. We're going to go with the rock of the 80s. You'll like Flock of Seagulls.
Oh.
Duran Duran, they're hard rockers.
All right, I'm going to really stagger.
And then radio said, oh, we made a mistake. We're going to call ourselves classic rock. But by then, they'd murdered everything.
Clint Eastwood, he's got a new movie coming out, the Richard Jewell movie.
I don't know how he does it. I finally saw The Mule.
Isn't that great?
That is so incredibly impressive.
Yes.
For a man of his age and stature.
Next year, Clint Eastwood is going to be 90. Next year. He's 89 now. He's directed the Richard Jewell movie. And he was on with Ellen, sounding better than ever, talking about his age. And did he ever expect to be around this long?
Well, being around is one thing, but being as productive as he is amazing.
Here is the legendary, one of the greatest of all time, Clint Eastwood, on his age and being around 90 next year.
When are you turning 90? What's your birthday?
I don't think I'll ever tell anybody.
Really?
It's May 31st.
All right, well, you just did. May 31st. Do you care about age? Do you think about, like, oh, I'm going to be 90? Does that matter to you?
I don't think about it. I sometimes think, when I was a little kid, and I used to hang out with my grandfather, who was in his 90s, and I thought... Jesus, who the hell would want to live this long?
Yeah. Turns out you do.
Yeah.
the Mule blew me away.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And the Richard Jewell story, that is a story that has needed to be told forever.
A long time. We lived through that.
And it was just brutal.
What that guy went through.
I can't imagine what he went through to know in your heart that you were doing everything you could to save lives and do the right thing and be accused of.
Here's what got him. And when you see this movie, you understand this. Because I believe it was Richard Cunanan was the guy that actually did the bombing.
No, it was Eric Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Andrew Cunanan is the guy that got the designer
Versace
down in Miami. Yeah.
All right, now follow me
so
on this.
See, between the two of us, we can put it together. But nice Cunanan reference.
When
though.
When he spotted the bomb at the park in Atlanta,
which we now know was placed by Eric Rudolph.
Rudolph, not
who had already, I think, at that point bombed abortion clinics.
Yes. Now, this is how perception in the media. He was at first deemed a hero. Here's this pudgy security guard. Then they started scratching the surface
a
little bit.
Well, he lives with his mother.
Lives with his mama, wanted to be a police officer, thought he was law enforcement, couldn't become a full-fledged police officer. He might have some secrets in his closet. And then all the attention started turning negative on him. And he
and they
pleaded
went after him so hard
that he did not do this. And they finally, after just brutalizing him, finally found the true bomber. And but by that time, the damage to him, his reputation, his health, and everything was done.
And keep in mind, he wasn't living on top of the world prior to this, and they took what little he had.
I've got a great story, especially because they're popular right now. Got a great story on the local beat.
And you know what the thing with Richard Jewell? There are so many lessons to be learned there, especially for people that didn't live through it. Out of everything in our form of government, innocent until proven guilty. And this guy was presented with the exact opposite of, well, prove you didn't do it. And he couldn't.
Local beat, Cape Coral, something that a lot of people have. Beware, because what happened to a Cape Coral family is pretty darn shocking in the local beat.
Well, this sounds problematic.
Yes,
man.
It is. Mike Chiannopoulos, later on in the 3 o'clock hour, if you'd like to text him a question on the Absolute Law text line, feel free to do so. 239-277-9600 in studio later on in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll also check in with Dave the Waterman right there at the Walmart, the Super Walmart, Beasley's Bike Drive to help for the Toys for Tots and the Bikes for the Kids. And it's a huge success. We want more. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We're going to check in with Dave the Waterman here at the Beasley Bike Drive at the Walmart, the Super Walmart here in Estero. We're also going to go and give you Stan's local beat, shocking story. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law in studio in about 25 minutes. If you'd like to talk to Mike, he'll be here to take your phone calls. Or you can text him right now on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. And we'll get your question. And Dave the Waterman at the Walmart, the Super Walmart. Dave, are you there?
Hey, what's happening, bro?
I believe I just got a text from our pal Kevin, the pressure washer. He came by and handed you $250.
Sure did, bro. We stuck it right in the basket, man. We're up to $17,750.
Way to go,
and,
Kev.
I also want to thank San Juan Pools for coming by. They dropped off 6 bikes, man. So.
That's fantastic. Now, here's what I've been informed.
See, this is the good part of this time of the year.
This is the great part of this time of the year. Walmart, where you're at, Dave, in Estero, has still about 12, 15 bikes there. They've got plenty that aren't assembled yet. But if you're traveling around and you're passing by a Walmart, another department store, a bike store, or something, and you want to pick up a bike and drop it off at the parking lot of the Walmart in Estero, feel free to do so. And as we just found out, thanks to Kevin, cash talks as well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, man.
Thank you for your input.
Think back to the first time that you got your own bike.
Yeah, man.
That was a big, big deal.
That was, yep, it was big. I mean, still for me, I was in my 30s when I had a bike under the tree 1 year.
Well,
and
it took a while, but it's still got excited. Yeah.
And Dave, you know how important it is to get a new bike, especially after, you know, some kids in Cape Coral beat you up and take yours.
Oh, man, bikes. I love them. Boy, do I ever.
Thank you for your input.
You're welcome, dude. I'm telling you, man. They've saved my life, bro.
What, bikes?
The bikes?
Yeah.
How did bikes save your life?
Because, man, sometimes point A to point B, you don't feel like walking.
Thank you again for your input, Dave. Dave is live at the Super Walmart in Estero.
I don't think children think of it that way, but...
I mean, sometimes you want to go see a chick, man. How are you going to get there?
Well, it's about the kids, not about you.
Yeah, that's
about
right.
The kids.
About the adults.
Yeah, tots.
I'd like to see some of the Stan and Haney listeners, some of the Stan and Haney business friends go on over to the Super Walmart and donate a bike or donate some cash. Greatly appreciate it.
The Stan and Haney family never let us down.
Never, ever lets us down. Do you got anybody to talk to out there, Dave?
No, it's actually kind of quiet right
all
now.
All right.
So we're waiting on
thank you for your input.
Through.
All right. Keep us posted. Anybody Please. Come by with a bike or a donation who heard it on the Stan and Haney show, Dave will personally backslap you and we'll put you on the air.
Damn right.
You betcha, buddy. All right. We'll talk to you a little bit. Right on.
Right on.
The Super Walmart. At Estero Parkway in US 41 in Estero. Just look for the big tents of all the Beasley
Dave
stations.
Dave will be there all day.
Yep, doing what he's doing. You heard him. Let's get to the local beat. This bothers me a little bit. What was appearing? This happened, I guess, Sunday. And been hearing a little bit about this. They're so popular. Like the Ring doorbells, they're very popular again this year.
It's pretty much, you're better off guessing that you're under surveillance than not.
Yep. And it's been helping a lot of people who have had items stolen from their front porch. And what are they calling them? The porch pirates that are making off with your packages for the holidays. There is another side to this, and beware of it. Dateline Cape Coral, headline, stranger spews racial slurs over family's hacked Ring camera.
Oh, yeah, there's been some horror stories about that.
This is bad. This is bad. A Cape Coral couple's Ring camera was hacked. On Sunday night, the Brown family, this comes to us, by the way, from NBC2. On Sunday night, the Brown family was in their kitchen when their alarm was triggered. A man started spewing racial comments about their son through the camera. Oh, where am I hearing that from? Oh, here. My bad.
Was it coming from?
I had Rob's computer up.
Oh, okay.
The man started spewing racial comments through their about them through their camera. I will not repeat what was on here. The hacker was...
Nothing good.
Nothing good. For nearly 3 minutes, the couple endured a hateful speech from the stranger. Their 15-year-old son never appeared in the camera's view. This left the family to believe that the hacker could have been peering into their private life a lot longer than the 3 minutes he was yelling at him on the Ring camera. Eventually, they had to rip the batteries out of the camera. According to Josephine Brown, she said, I was scared. I was really scared. I didn't know who that is, how long he'd been watching us. And I'm still scared now because I don't have any answers. The Browns contacted Ring. In an email to the family, Ring said in part that their security team identified that the email address and password of one of their external accounts was exposed to a data breach.
So they did nothing wrong.
Nope. The company explained that somebody may have used this method to attempt to gain access to their Ring account. The couple was then given instructions to reset their password. Josephine Brown said she constantly changes her Wi-Fi password and believes more needs to be done to protect customers. Fix it, she said. Put more security staff on there. Do more updates on the cameras, making sure everything runs the way it's supposed to. Michelle Bortoff, an expert with Security Tech One, said security systems dependent on Wi-Fi can easily be hacked.
And then there's the irony. People are investing in these products because they want their home to be secure.
Yep.
And in reality, they're just opening up another window for people to get in.
Bortoff adds, many people name their Wi-Fi networks identifiable to their home and do not change the default passwords that come with their system. She said, however, and this is the truth, she said there is a trusted way to ensure your system is kept out of the hands of hackers. Wired. She says Wired cannot be hacked. Somebody has to be in your home, hardwired to your modem, to see anything on your network. The Brown family is now considering the next steps to take in securing their home without the possibility of being spied on again.
That's right here in Cape Coral. We've heard about it all over the country where it seems to be a favorite of the hackers is to go after kids.
And this was a 15-year-old kid, was not even in the room when the hacker came on and started shouting things about their kid, which led them to believe, you know, they've been watching for a while. They go on to say, if you believe your security system was hacked, you need to contact your local law enforcement agency and report it.
If that guy, that hacker hadn't acted out, they were none the wiser.
None. Unbelievable.
And again, you're doing this because you think you're protecting your home, not making it more vulnerable.
Yup, because I'll tell you right now, that whole Ring system is very good. They tied in with other people in your nearby area. If there's somebody messing around or an intruder or someone stealing something off your front door, it's very good. But like they said, Wi-Fi can get hacked. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. In the studio, when we come back, will be a lawyer, an attorney, an esquire. His name, Mike Chinopoulos, from the law firm Absolute Law. He comes in every Tuesday to help you with whatever's going on in your life because somebody is stepping on your throat. Family law, child support, alimony, divorce, DUI, criminal stuff, civil stuff, veterans issues. Maybe you're dealing with a neighbor, especially with the Christmas lights and all that stuff, and they're really giving you a problem. Kind of like in vacation, Christmas vacation. And
well, you know what they say about Christmas lights and the accompanying music, the bigger the better.
Oh, yeah. If you want to talk to Mike Chinopoulos, lines are open, 277-9600. Or save yourself the time if you want, and you can text him on the Absolute Law text line. Just text like you normally would text, 239-277-9600. Your questions for Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law are next. We're Stan and Haney. Open right now, and we can get to you, 277-9600.
It may take Mike a second, because he's floored that I look 10 years younger.
You shaved. You take 10 years off your life.
He came in, and I said, oh, my God, it looks like Haney, but he's got a naked face.
Yeah. Looks good, doesn't he, with that shaved face?
He's a handsome fella.
He's a very handsome man, Mike Chiannopoulos.
Stan swears that I look at least 10 years younger when I don't have that gray beard.
I agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. I mean, Haney, you got kind of a boyish look right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Very youthful.
I mean, as long as you got no man bun, we're good.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Can you see Haney with a man bun, Stan?
No, I can't.
Me either.
No.
That would not happen.
Oh, that would not. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos, you hear him right there from Absolute Law, taking your phone calls, your texts right now. We will also be checking in with Dave the Waterman with the Beasley bike drive going on right now over at the Super Walmart, Estero Parkway and US 41 as we're getting bikes for the Toys for Tots.
Now, Stan, for the
Christmas. Mike Chiannopoulos gave a bike to them.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Captain Mike.
Captain Mike.
Is it true, Stan, that during the Christmas season, you will not refer to Dave as egg yolk? You will be calling him eggnog?
Yeah, eggnog.
Is that a holiday upgrade?
Either that, or I'm going to call him the Yule log.
Nice.
I like eggnog.
Yeah, I do too. Eggnog's good. 277-9600 if you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos. Let's start things right off. But you know what? Before I start with the calls, how are you? I just want to make sure you're good.
I just got a text that said seeing Haney in a man bun would be like seeing you acting sensitive. Ouch! Ouch!
Wow, those are harsh words. You know, I guess, but in the lawyering business, when you're in a courtroom, sensitivity, you got to get the facts out. You got to let them know.
You know, here's the one thing I've learned, and unfortunately, after almost 30 years of doing this, I've learned it more recently than I wished were true. There's a distinct litigation skill set that you should not carry into your interpersonal life.
Interpersonal. I like that.
All right. That's fair.
Hence the wake of strewn relationships behind me.
So true.
You don't want your girlfriend to feel like she's being cross-examined.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's necessary.
Yes, it is. Sometimes it's necessary.
Only when they're tied up.
Mike, they're all crazy.
It's just what crazy you can live with.
And how much.
Yeah.
I mean.
And to what level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you're mermaid crazy, you can get by.
Well, for a while.
Yeah. Unfortunately, forever. Unfortunately.
Here's Richard, who's been waiting the longest. He's on line one. Richard, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Ahoy, guys.
Ahoy.
Hey, what do you got for us today?
So my ex-girlfriend, like 4 years, cheated on me, and I told her to move out. So I went to work for a weekend, and I come back, and the whole house is empty.
And she moved out? She moved out with all your stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's sick.
Yeah, there you go.
It is not funny. I am so sorry. But it is only funny because I've had it happen to me, only it was a wife. So I get it.
Yeah. What? So
she's got, like, a car, a bed set, you know, mostly the stuff that I could prove on receipts and stuff, but it's over $5,000, my problem, so it's over a small claims court.
Never been married to her?
No.
No kids with her?
Nope.
Don't own any real estate with her?
Nope.
Have any joint debt with her?
Nope. We had a joint account for about a month, and then I realized that was a bad idea when she drained it when she moved out.
But, Mike, did she get mail delivered at your house?
She did not.
Ooh, whoa, you're lucky. Lucky, lucky, lucky. You've been listening to the Stan and Haney Show.
And I see Mike perk up with that answer.
Yeah, no, you could go after her civilly, absolutely. And you've got the, you know, backup receipts, and it's not a marital situation, et cetera. You know, the question is, how much does it cost you to do that, and how much does it work?
Is that considered straight-up stealing?
I would probably tend, Richard, it's Richard, right?
Yeah,
Richard, I would probably tend to send her a civil theft letter from my office that says you got, I don't know, whatever the statute says, 30 days or something, 90 days maybe, I don't remember, I have to look. You got this amount of time within which to either pay the money or bring the stuff back in the same condition it was when you took it. Or if you don't do that and the time passes, we file a lawsuit, and if we win, we get three times the amount. So if she owes you $10,000, she has to pay $30,000.
Excellent. And now, that so letter, obviously that would cover legal fees too?
Maybe. If you got three times the damages, you'd have enough money to pay your lawyer and have plenty of money left over. But that's not usually what happens. Usually what happens is that causes her to go, you know what, she might lawyer, but when she starts figuring out how much that's going to cost, she's going to give you your stuff back or make it right.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. If I call your office, is there any chance you'll respond? I've called like four offices. Nobody gets back to me.
Oh, yeah. He'll get back to you.
I mean, you can get 24 hours a day. If you call me outside of normal business hours at 239-ASK-MIKE and you press 6, it comes directly to me. But you can call up there now. They're there till 5. And just talk to the receptionist. Tell her we talked on the radio, and you're going to have me do a letter to your former roommate, girlfriend, and then you'll come in and see me, and we'll take care of it.
All right, buddy?
Excellent. Well, I'll give you a call.
There you go, pal. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
Line 2, Rich, is on line 2.
So I think that is...
Hold on, Rich.
I think there is a law that says you're not allowed to take things that don't belong to you.
Yeah, that's a basic...
Yeah, it's called civil theft.
Rich, you're with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Ahoy!
Oh, hey, let me turn you down there. You got a good
first
phone connection.
Time, long time.
You sing baritone. No, we got another Rich. This is another Rich. Yeah,
that was Richard. This is Rich.
Ah, Rich, what do you got for us today?
Well, Mike, I purchased a vehicle off of eBay, and this is going on 2 years this coming February. eBay mistakenly sent out a second chance offer to another individual after I had transferred funds via PayPal, and that person that was local to her bought the vehicle, went and picked it up, and she, you know, strung me along for 7-8 months till I finally figured out that, well, just like the rest of them, she was crazy too, and she was going to keep my money and never deliver a car. So I went to the KCPD. Yeah, you want to keep faith in humanity, but it just didn't happen.
Is she in Florida?
No, that's the big issue. So I went to KPD. KPD said, well, the crime wasn't committed here. It was committed where she accepted the money.
Right.
So I had to call Agawam Police Department and get a detective there. And after about 6 months of vacations and long extended holidays and training missions, I finally got a detective assigned to the case to conversate with me over the details.
How much money are we talking about?
$8,000.
All right. And so
now my big issue is, okay, they're going through with prosecution, and they've got her on all kinds of stuff. But the state wants me to foot the bill for my own travel for the actual trial.
You know, you've got an $8,000 vested interest in it, but I would still be likely to tell them no, because you know what? They'll cough up the money. Listen, the prosecutors have limited budgets, and they try to get the maximum number of bad guys put behind bars for the minimum number of dollars. And civil theft and this is no different. And this isn't civil theft. I mean, obviously, she's being charged with either theft or embezzlement or fraud or wire fraud or whatever she's being charged with. So you got a vested interest in it. But at the end of the day, if you say, no, you're not coming and you're a material witness, they'll get you a plane ticket.
Okay. I didn't know if they would just let it, you know, wash under the bridge or if I would be able to add those expenses onto any restitution fund that they make available.
Is there no way he could just do a deposition here?
No, not for a trial like that. He'll have to be. He's a material witness, and he'd have to be there. Now, you could explore the possibility of appearing at trial by Skype or some other electronic means. You would have to have an officer of the court here, a notary public or somebody that would swear you in, check your ID, et cetera. That's possible. You can explore that with the lawyers there. But the state's attorney probably doesn't do that. They don't have the technology. And ultimately, they'll come up with the money if they want you there. That's what I think. And if they don't, they don't. But you can still go after her civilly, whether she's successfully prosecuted or not. I would ask them, can I add this plane ticket money to the restitution? If they say yes, that's not a bad deal because she has to pay it or go back to jail once she gets on probation or parole, either one. If they say and you can go after her civilly, not a good idea because you're never going to get that money.
But if I do go after civilly, I could do that through this court system here, the 20th Judicial, right? Or would I have to do it up there?
You'd likely have to do it there. I mean, we could sit down and talk about it off the air more and maybe get some more particulars. Maybe I could find a way that you could claim that you'd be able to do it here, but probably 90% chance you're going to have to do it there.
All right, Rich.
All right, well, thanks for shedding all the light. And, guys, if you don't mind, I'd like to give a shout-out to a fallen brother. His name's Suds McKenzie. He passed away earlier this year. And in his honor, buttloads.
All right. God bless.
There you go. God bless.
God bless Buds McKenzie.
We've got a line open, 277-9600 from the Absolute Law text line. We've got several texts waiting for you, Mike. First one, Mike, how long after a car accident can you seek damages? This is from Troy.
Typically, and it depends on the state, but if you're talking about Florida, typically it's 4 years.
So 4 years after, you can still seek them?
Yes.
All right, let's go to the next one. Absolute Law text line. I'm not going to say the name of this, but you know of places where our charitable organizations where you can drop off clothes and,
right,
and goods. Mike, can a person be fired from this dropping off clothes place for not having a high enough percentage of roundups? What I mean is having the customers round up their donation with the change. And this person's claiming they're setting a little quota on them at the donation place. Ask the people donating to round up. And he's thinking he's got fired because he wasn't telling them to round up.
So if their donation is $5.90, they want them to round up to $6?
Right.
How do you do that? I mean, are they getting cash? They're writing checks?
Well, when you go into this place, you can go and buy, too. You go and they have a shop there as well where you can go and get clothes and stuff. And he's saying, as a clerk, I have to tell them, round up, and I don't want to do it.
Yeah, you know, I don't do a lot of employment law, and I got somebody you can call. But my general opinion is it doesn't sound like you have an issue because – generally speaking, in Florida, you can be fired for any reason or no reason unless you have some sort of employment contract that dictates terms. And so you can't be fired for the seven protected things, race, religion, ethnicity, et cetera, okay, gender, disability. But if it's not for one of those protected reasons, they can fire you for any reason. And so failing to follow the company policy of saying, please round up, I don't find that to be potentially immoral or illegal. You know, as opposed to saying taking extra 10 cents from somebody. So I'm not sure you got an issue, but 239 Ask Mike will get you with somebody who does employment law and knows more about it.
All right, 277-9600. I got another question from the Absolute Law text line, but before I do that, Haney and I were doing a story just last break up in Cape Coral.
Yeah.
And what is happening with these Ring doorbells and these doorbells that send the feed. So if you see a porch pirate taking your stuff,
oh my God, they're getting
hacked.
Yeah, and then the guy with the mask that was on TV. Did you see that case?
No.
It was on the news, and this guy put on a really creepy kind of Mardi Gras mask that was, you know, made out of plastic, and so he hacks into these people and he starts talking to them. Well, the father comes upstairs and somebody's talking to his kid in the crib.
Oh, jeez.
Oh yeah. And so father freaks out, and then the guy goes to a voice over mask and starts telling him creepy stuff. He's going to come kill him. He's going to come take his kid. He's going to, you know, all this stuff. Anyway, they run it down, and they find this kid, and he's like a 14-year-old kid in Ohio. It was just whatever.
Just random.
They found another one, same thing.
But it was random. This kid didn't know anything about these people.
Correct. But then there was another one where it was one of the people the husband worked with who wanted to, you know, caused them a divorce because he wanted the wife. So he hacked into their phone system and was trying to make it look like the husband had a girlfriend.
And the one in Cape Coral, 3 minutes, the guy was going and shouting obscenities about their 15-year-old son. They don't know how long he had been watching, and they talk about how easily it is to hack into these things if they're on Wi-Fi. But my question to you is, these things are so popular right now, they do serve a purpose.
Absolutely.
What is the responsibility of the companies that put these things out so that this person's been terrorized?
That they got 3 pages of small print that absolved them of anything.
That would be my guess. All of the intellectual property rights legal language that I've ever seen connected to any kind of technology is like a blanket. You can't sue us for more than $15. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't click OK, you don't get to use it.
Right. And if you're one of the things that you typically agree to in those software contracts, because it is a licensing contract to use their software, one of the things you typically agree to is that no matter what happens, any damages that you may incur are legally capped at the price you're paying for this software. So, and some of that stuff has been upheld. I doubt the company has any liability as long as they've taken reasonable precautions to protect against hacking. What does that mean? Well, it's subject to interpretation, but it generally means a firewall and some other things. And so then it's going to be, you know, at what point do you say, if I make the company financially responsible for this, I'm forcing the company by law to be an insurer of the internet,
mm-hmm.
and insure against criminal acts of third parties. It's terrible. There was a guy that hacked in and did horrible things. So I think it was on Dr. Phil.
It's happened a lot.
A lot. It's happening. It's making the news quite a bit.
Yeah.
Absolute Law text line. This is our last one for today, and this one this guy's got an issue right now. And hey, Mike, I've got an issue that's making life difficult for me. If you've ever heard of Certegy, Certegy, they're a consumer reporting agency that has an automated system that has flagged me as a, quote, at-risk case. Because of this, I can't cash paychecks, I can't apply for credit cards, can't get financed, and there's nothing they can tell me because it's private. Should I bother to take this to court, or is it more work than it is worth?
You know, it sounds like it might be more work than it's worth, but I would have to talk to you about some things that are more appropriately done off the air. So why don't you just call 239-ASK-MIKE, get a phone conference with me. It's free. We'll talk about it, and you can go from there.
All right. And that goes for anybody. 24/7, you were explaining to Richard earlier, a lot of people say, oh, I try and I can't reach attorneys. You can reach no matter where you are, we know that for a fact.
That's right. That's right. 24/7. Now, listen, you know, I had that happen over Thanksgiving. I'm like, you know, this person called me and it was like, I want to talk about, you know, whether or not I might have the potential of going back and suing my ex-wife over something she did 3 years ago. But I'm not even sure I want to do that. You can wait. You don't have to do that on a holiday weekend.
Don't abuse it.
I mean, I'm like everybody else, guys. I work hard. I don't mind working hard. I love my clients.
And if it's an emergency, you don't mind.
No. If you're locked up and you need to get a hold of you.
I'll get up and get out of bed in the middle of the night, go get you out of jail or whatever. But, you know, at least have a little respect for a long weekend. Yeah. Don't kill me.
239-ASK-MIKE. 24/7.
Yeah, people wonder if it's real. Yeah, it's real.
Yep.
You can call it and find out. Call me just to find out.
Really?
Yeah, but not in the middle of the night.
Hopefully not.
He's here with us every Tuesday. He's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, thank you so much.
All I can say is you've always been there when I needed you.
Always.
And Stan's got a free felony still.
You're still sitting on a felony.
Oh, yeah, are we carrying that forward into 2020?
Hope so.
That's up to you.
All right, one more year. One more year. If you don't use it by 2020, it's done.
Come on, Stan. You got to get off your ass.
We got to motivate him here.
Damn it, I got to commit a felony.
Yep.
We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to check in with Dave in just a second. Our celebrity photo of the day is from 2009. Another meeting with Coach Shula and the late, great Earl Morrill. When Haney and I had a chance, multiple times we've hung out with Coach Shula. And that particular day, his ace in the hole, Earl Morrill, was with us. And he's no longer with us, but a great, great.
What a great day that was.
Yep, a great quarterback for the Colts and for the Dolphins.
I don't think
and
I
for
have,
the Giants. And,
I don't think I have that picture.
That picture, they were both there that day. We had dinner with Coach Shula and Earl Morrill, and
never thought I'd see. Look at that! I got my arm around Coach Shula.
Yep. Now, here's the thing about Earl Morrill, and I read a great article about him saying, you know, a forgotten quarterback because he always would play backup. He played backup to Unitas, played backup to Greasy,
and all he did was win.
And all he did was win. Here's what I want people to go and check on when they want to go and check about Earl Morrill, because I find it fascinating. Check the lineups, the roster of Super Bowl teams in mm-hmm. which he, whether an active starter or not, was a part of. He was on the 68 Colt Super Bowl team. He was on the 1971 Colts Super Bowl team. He was with the Dolphins in 72, 73. I want to say six Super Bowl teams he was a part of. Not necessarily winning everyone, but making it to the Super Bowl and Earl Morrill on the roster. It rivals some of the great quarterbacks of all time who have gone to the Super Bowl.
And nobody knew that better than Don Shula.
You betcha. Nobody knows Dave better because we've changed your name, Dave, to Eggnog. And there he is at the Walmart Superstore yep. at Estero hey. Parkway in US 41 in Estero. It is the Big Beasley second annual bike drive. Started at 6 o'clock this morning, continues all day until 6 p.m. tonight. Dave is the Stan and Haney representative there today. Dave, your insight has been unbelievable. Tell us what's going
Thank
on.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you very much. It has been a wonderful day out here, as you know, man. We have gotten a boatload of bikes. We just had some unanimous donations, man.
Unanimous donations?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does unanimous mean?
Anonymous. Excuse me.
Anonymous. Anonymous. Two different unanimous. Meanings, two different words.
Yeah, dude.
Are people laughing at you, Dave?
No, that's a program director, man.
A program director, Matt Mangus, has been texting me, and he said, yeah. You're bragging about going to the moon? What? I'll send you to the moon.
Oh, really?
What's the deal with you going to the moon?
I ain't going to the moon, bro. What I'm doing, man, is my birthday's coming
here,
up.
I knew it! How long could I've we been, go I've without it being mentioned?
This. I've been sitting on this, boys, and you know it.
Sitting on what? Your ass, your duff.
I haven't been talking about my birthday.
And what's this got to do with you going to the moon?
And what's this got to do with donating bikes for the kids and toys for tots?
Nothing, man. Nothing.
Nothing.
But let me tell you, I'll tell you what we got. We had Vince drop off a $20 bill, man. We're up to $17,770. And we've had 11 bikes. Oh, we got a gentleman right now that just dropped off a bike. So
that's good.
He's contributing. Good. So we're at 937.
All right.
Right on.
Thank you for your insight again. Thank you to the people that have come by and donated.
Absolutely.
I got a phone call. You're welcome to listen in, Dave.
What does the moon have to do with
What does the moon have to do with anything?
Nothing. I'll tell you about my moon trip later, man.
Okay, today is December the 10th. When's your birthday?
The 12th, bro.
Ah.
Damn it.
It's Thursday. Yeah. Man, right, Tony? TST's out here with me. Woo!
Jeez. Just let me make it through the day. Nothing.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. So Dave's birthday is going to be on Thursday.
Yeah.
Then come January 1, he will tell you when his birthday is coming up. It's just around the corner.
Yeah.
Let me get this phone. Let me get this phone, sport. Hold on.
I see what's going on. I'm being
so. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, Stan. It's Cowboy.
Hey, Cowboy.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey. All right. Hey, I just not wanting to throw Dave under the bus, but I was there right before the show and gave him a check, told him to say hi to you guys. So,
You did? Did you?
Thanks a lot.
Dave, did Cowboy give you a check? Dave,
Yes, sir. Put it in the box right here. It's in our box.
All right. Did you announce it when we came on that Cowboy, who is nothing but a dear, dear friend of ours, did this?
Right by and I went to say something.
Cowboy, did you say hi to him?
Yes, I did. I shook his hand, told him to say hi to you guys.
You know what? You've always been with us through the years, Cowboy.
God bless you, Cowboy.
And I'm just appalled.
All right, thank you, man.
I'm just appalled that Dave didn't say anything.
Come on.
I can barely hear you, Stan. I can hear Haney when he jumped
Why
in there.
Why can't you hear me? Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you
okay,
now.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. These button pushing things around. It's crazy.
It's really taken too much out of you.
It's
all
taken,
this button
it's taken
mashing.
Too much out.
After the other day, there, right? Okay.
You've been with us through thick and thin, cowboy, and thank you so much for your donation again this year. You did something last year as well for the Toys for Tots.
He's always
well,
there.
I bought bikes and helped move them all last year. That's what I was talking about. Yep. They were running short on bikes. That's why they said they wanted donations.
So. Yes, sir. Cowboy, thank you so much, brother.
One of the good guys.
He is one of the good guys. And absolutely. For you to be too good to shake absolutely. His hand.
He came by very fast. It seemed like he was in a hurry. I just I saw him at the Chris yep. Kale signing.
I have to get headlines in, Dave.
Yeah, do your thing, Stan.
Yeah, when you want to contribute, let us know.
You know what?
Stan, aren't you going to thank him for his insight?
Oh, Dave?
What?
Dave, thank you for your insight.
Don't worry about it, Manny.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
And we wonder.
Yep. What do we got here? Let's looky here. One thing on the board, and it is in Bonita Springs. It's a crash. South Tamiami Trail and Strike Lane. Isn't that where the bowling alley used to be?
Used to be.
Strike Lane.
I love that
bowling
alley. I don't know why they had to take that away from us.
Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's right here now. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Evolutionary biologists have figured out why ancient humans developed the ability to smile. We'll explain it all.
All right.
Stan, you and I lived directly next door to each other many years ago.
Long time ago. We lived probably for about a year and a half. We shared a similar wall.
Do you remember when I came to you for emergency assistance because I had sliced my hand open?
Yes. I got to say this. This was probably, long time ago, probably about 17 years ago. Haney went to open one of those, what do they call them?
Clamshell.
Clamshell.
I was trying to open a package. I think it was around Christmas time.
He came running over to my door. I opened the door up. Blood is spurting from his hand. It was shooting out of your hand trying to open up one of them clamshell things.
Yeah, and it sliced me.
Yeah, well, it was spurting blood.
And it went deep. So it comes as no surprise that, according to the experts, you will spend 43 full days of your life dealing with difficult-to-open packaging.
You got that right.
Sometimes dreams do come true. An 83-year-old man's private family Christmas song finally got played on the radio.
We heard a little bit of it earlier.
And finally, look, if you are not Santa, the chimney is not your friend, okay? A man tries to get into an empty house using the chimney and gets stuck. Santa has specific skills you don't.
Precisely.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Absolute Law text line. If I drop bikes off to Dave the Waterman, tell him I want to be magnanimous. Will he know what I am talking about?
He'll read it as unanimous.
Yeah.
A unanimous donation.
I tell you real quick, it upset my wife, and I probably should not have done it.
What's that? Go to see Nick Offerman?
Well, that is besides the point. So we're at the mall over the weekend, and I said, her family with her little niece and all them, they have a big thing with getting their picture taken with Santa, you know, and showing it to the families and stuff. And I said, you know, this is our first Christmas as a married couple. Why don't we start the tradition of you and I getting our picture taken with Santa Claus?
Why would you do that? Because when you start a tradition, then you're stuck with it. First time, it seems like a great idea.
Well, she had a great idea about that, and then I explained to her how that would work with her and I having a picture taken with Santa Claus. It would be year one, standing as bride with Santa. Year two, standing as bride with Santa. Year three, standing as bride with Santa. Year four, Stan's bride, because Stan died.
I said, 4 years is what you figured?
Yeah, I said,
you figure you got a good 4 years?
I got a good 4 years before it's just her in the picture.
All right.
She didn't like that at all.
I'll try to last that long.
Yeah, let's just try to get 4 years. Four more years. Laughter.
Well, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
You know what we're talking about, Buffalo
Bob.
Yeah,
you darn right you do.
You know exactly what we're talking about.
It is the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Mark,
Stan,
everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
What do you think of those cute gals there, Buffalo Bob?
Well, that's wonderful.
Thanks.
You're darn right.
Thanks, Buffalo Bob. Today is Nobel Prize Day.
Ah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the top...
Top. I say top.
I forgot.
Top. We've been... Top.
Well, you rattled me today.
What, about the Santa picture?
Well, about the other stuff.
Oh, the well, sure, I'm rattled too.
All right, I'll try it again.
Yeah,
with
sure.
That in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Nobel Prize fun facts.
Top Nobel Prize fun facts.
See, you shouldn't rattle me.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep has not won one yet.
Yeah.
I can do this. I do this. I do this.
History was made in 1986 when, for the first time ever, the physics prize was won by a non-virgin.
Yep.
Ow! Dirty son of a...
Being a Nobel Prize winner is very prestigious.
Yeah.
But not nearly as much as being an influencer on Instagram.
Woo!
Hey, kid! What about Santa?
I don't blame him.
A kid like that, he's going to be left cold. I had a stretch of probably,
you know,
like
what,
seven,
Stan,
8 years when I was a kid.
Nothing,
Santa flew right over the house.
There is nothing wrong with beautiful, clean coal.
There's nothing wrong.
You guys are doing
it.
Oh,
thank you.
Thanks.
Come down later for food soup.
Thank you. I will. Santa, have I been good this year? Flew right over the house.
Right over the old cuckoo's nest.
Yep. Went to Danny Fitzpatrick's house. No problem there. Flew right over Stan's house.
What did Danny get?
Oh, he got a lot of good stuff. He got the water-powered rockets that go, and then it separates and the parachute comes down. Remember those cars? They had it was a race car. It had a big wheel in the center, and you put the stick down those grooves.
Oh, yeah.
Like a ripcord, and you let them go.
Yeah, those are awesome. I had those.
I had those, too. Those things were cool, and I don't see them around anymore. What are they, dangerous? They were big.
Yeah.
And they had that big ripcord. You'd put it through the grooves and then rip it. And that one big wheel in the center, and you put it on the ground, that thing would just take right off.
sparks. You can see sparks.
Yeah.
Or am I thinking about my Evel Knievel stunt cycle?
Did that make sparks? I don't think that had sparks.
I don't think it was supposed to.
Don't know what the heck they were called. It had a big rubber wheel in the center, plastic car, and you put that little
and it just hauled ass. It was like almost, it had too much power. It didn't know what to do with it.
And
eventually it would straighten out, but you had to drop it just right.
And you pulled that cord on the thing, man, and it would just fly.
Like Big Daddy Don Garlic's.
Yes!
Top Nobel Prize fun facts. Recipients receive a medal, a diploma, and cash. Also, a lifetime of smugness.
No, I'm not responding to him.
Shut up. Did you see that photo?
I did.
And they're all committee chairmen?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Yes, I did.
And finally, the very top Nobel Prize fun fact.
Yes.
It is named after Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite. Not to be confused with our dear friend Jimmy J.J. Walker, the inventor of dynamite.
Right, that was Kim.
Does not
dynamite.
Meet the smell test.
Rob, I think you're finding it. What was the thing called? That I think might be it. What was it called?
The SST toy car.
Hell yes, the SST. Those things were badass.
Hours and hours of fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the 4 o'clock.
Thank you. No time for email. No time for email.
Those were so great.
I want to check in with Dave. How are things going? Dave? It's nice to see he's on the ball. Dave, how are things going?
Thank him for his insight.
Thank you for your insight again, Dave. You've been
I quit.
Yep. When we come back, a chance for you to win. We got some great prizes.
And by the way, do you know who Juice WRLD is?
No, but he ate a lot of pills.
Am I supposed to know who these people are?
I don't know who they are. I don't know who he is.
Oh, no, Juice WRLD. Who's Juice WRLD?
I don't know, but he was on a plane and they were going through security, and so he ate a bunch of painkillers and died. Something like that. Something.
Juice WRLD.
Whatever he was. I saw it too. I even asked my wife. I said, who's this? I don't know.
But there's no O in WRLD.
No.
Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
WRLD. Juice WRLD.
5 movie clips today.
He's a very important person, evidently.
Today, it's Christmas time. These movies, in some way, shape, or form, you're dealing with snow. Snowfall, trapped in the snow, you're dealing with snow.
What a lightweight. All he did was he just swallowed a couple of Percocets. That's not...
He ate them like candy, and that's what you get.
What a dummy.
Yeah, big dummy. Speaking of that...
Lamont!
Dave, you there?
Yo, what's up, dude? Yeah.
Thank you for your insight.
Hey, man.
Thank you.
Percocets ain't nothing, man.
What?
You just talking about some dude taking pain pills?
Yeah, you're on stuff right now, aren't you?
No, bro.
Okay.
I can't afford nothing.
Thank you for your insight.
You're welcome.
Well, you should have plenty of money. Haney's been carrying your load, and you do put in Okay. Gotta be a movie.
Well, you thanked him for his insight. So
yeah, I did.
We're good.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We were the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Tuesday afternoon. Stan's name that movie here in just a second. Chance to pick up some great prizes. I'll tell you about them. Half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. I was going to update you on traffic. There is no need to do that. We haven't had an update for a while, and I'm not going to waste your time with it if I don't have anything valid to say. What we do want to do is check on Dave the Waterman, who has been at the Walmart Supercenter all day today as we're doing the Toy for Tots Beasley bike drive. And I've been listening to Dave in the sub-speaker queue, we call it, just bragging about his birthday and birthday this.
I still don't understand what this has to do with the moon.
I have no idea. Update us.
All right, boys. We are at 943 bikes. And Sanibel Steve came by and brought a bunch of toys.
Thank you. Thank you, Sanibel Steve.
Tim from Artec did the Stan and Andy sign. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
All right. He brought over three bikes, man.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Our people looking are coming good. Through.
Yep, they're trickling through.
Trickling?
Yeah, it's just a nice steady stream, man.
Have you had any more unanimous donations?
No more unanimous donations.
Any magnanimous donations?
Nope, nope, no magnanimous, no unanimous, a couple anonymous.
All right.
What does the moon have to do with any of this?
Well, man, I was talking to our program director, and he's like, so what are you doing for your birthday? And I said, come on, bro. Look, it's me, man. What do you think I'm going to be doing?
Drinking. Drugging.
Damn right. And I'm going to the moon. And then he thought he didn't.
He hasn't learned anything you've taught him.
Yes, I have. I'm making a joke, man.
No, you're not. I've seen you.
I've been good, man.
You know, for a stretch, a little bit.
No.
You know, we had a long drive.
Yeah.
From here to St. Augustine.
And Dave got the scratchies.
Shut up, dude.
He did spend an awful lot of time in the bathroom.
Yep.
Oh, God.
But on the way there, because we had so much time to kill, I'm teaching Dave the Bible, and he wanted to learn the story of King David. And so I told him the entire story of King David, because that's when he was born boy Waterman.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then I guess the doctor, is that it, Dave, that the doctor named you Dave?
The doctor told my mom, hey, you don't have a name, just call him David after the Bible.
King David.
So I told him the story of King David, and I think you were pretty impressed by it, Dave.
Yeah.
He couldn't recall it if you asked him, but he was impressed while it was being said.
Go over it again, man, just to make sure it sinks in. But
I'm sure you got it. Who was King David, Dave?
Okay, we're going to be checking in with Dave. Appreciate your insight. Stan's name.
Stan, I spent at least 90 minutes explaining it to him.
One ear and out the other. Hear him all slack jawed. He hasn't the ability to retain. Five movie clips today, all dealing with snow in some way, shape, or form.
So that was all for nothing.
Nothing. Just hearing yourself talk.
Well, I didn't want to be talking. No, I could have been.
Yep.
Another thing about that trip.
Yeah.
I saw a news story that about the movie The Irishman.
Yeah, you can watch it now.
And that like 90% of the people that start the movie never finish it.
Really? Why?
Because it's so long.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours.
And so I thought, if I'm going to watch The Irishman, I'll do it on this trip. But I had to wait until I had Wi-Fi service, which was right around Slocala.
Yeah.
So I think I got plenty of time to watch The Irishman, and it was so long that we made it home before it was over.
Couldn't finish it.
No. and even if I'd just been sitting there watching it, by the time that trip was over, it's like, you know what? I've had enough. Yeah. I get the general idea.
Sure.
Hoffa wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
So they probably did something to him.
They paint houses.
Yeah.
We have barbecue saw. We have pewter mug. We have firehouse subs. We have the 2020 Twin Peaks calendar. We can get you qualified for the Epicenter Festival. Get you qualified there. Charlotte Motor Speedway, Metallica, Godsmack, Papa Roach, David Lee Roth, Skynyrd. Get you qualified with a CD. You're in the running for that flyaway. And we also have a pair of tickets to go see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, July 9th at Camping World Stadium in Orlando. That's a pair ready and waiting for you. We also have Everblades tickets. Let's play Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. Your job to identify the film. First person to do so will have their choice of a prize while they last. Winner's choice. Today, dealing with snow. This might, the first one might be the most difficult, unless, you know, but so many people are a fan of this movie. You're going to hear a radio broadcast. This was done in the film while somebody was driving in snow. Your job, identify this movie about snow. This might be the hardest.
Good morning. You're with Hal and Charlie on Radio 63, KHOW Denver. And, Charlie, we have what you call your bad day out there.
What you call your heavy snow. Snowing hard throughout the Denver metro area. Many of the mountain passes, Wolf Creek and Red Mountain passes, are already closed. And the chain law is in effect right now at the Eisenhower Tunnel.
I guess we just heard from the news department, Charlie. Only a few of the flights are still landing out at Stapleton International Airport. And with these early storms like this, I guess the entire airport will probably be closed within the hour.
Yeah, they're just not prepared. The storm will continue throughout the day, and the National Weather Service has declared a stockman's and traveler's advisory for all areas outlying the Denver metro region. Get the cows in the barn.
There you go.
Name that movie. And an interesting fact about it. You can't have won anything in the last 60 days. 277-9600. Phone lines just open. Movies about snow. Name that movie. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy? Nope. Ahoy, who's this?
Dad.
What did he say?
Kojak. Dad.
Kojak. Hey, Kojak.
Hey, it's Kojak. Is it Groundhog Day?
No. Kojak. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Kimmy in Naples.
Hi, Kimmy in Naples. How are you? You are. You're the most pleasant-sounding voice I've heard all day.
Aw.
Aw. You're welcome. Can you name that movie?
Is it The Shining?
It is The Shining.
Woo-hoo!
It is when Scatman Crothers was
driving up to save Danny Torrance.
And here's the thing. Charlie in that radio broadcast is Stanley Kubrick. He's actually being one of the radio announcers. What would you like, Kim?
Do you have pewter mug?
I do have the pewter mug.
That would be delightful.
It's yours.
You are delightful.
You are effing delightful.
I love you guys.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, we needed that today.
She's just delightful.
You're not kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, that was The Shining. Scatman Crothers in that truck driving up to the hotel. Movie clip number three. We're dealing with snow today. Name this movie. Win a prize.
You still using that beat up old piece of firewood?
The Green Hornet's caught more fish than you've lied about, Gustafson.
Oh, yeah.
You see her?
Huh?
Drives pretty fast on that snowmobile. Pretty damn fast.
Yeah. Did you hear about Eddie Hicks?
Hypothermia's a bitch. Not quick like a stroke.
A stroke is no damn good. You could end up like a vegetable. Give me a cardiac any day.
You know what Jacob said? Jacob said that old Billy Hinchel was killed in a car crash. Head-on collision with freight truck. Cleared his car straight over the bridge into the Mississippi.
Lucky bastard.
You bet.
Hey, how is he anyway?
He's dead. Died on impact.
Jacob. Moron. Jacob.
Oh, he's fine. Doing real good. Real busy and everything, but he promised to come over for Thanksgiving.
Is he really going to run for mayor?
Make a damn fine mayor, too.
Good thing he's his mother's son. If he looked like you, he'd never get in the ballot.
Eat my shorts.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Joe.
Joe, what's the movie?
Grumpy Old Men?
It is Grumpy Old Men. You are absolutely right. Walter Matthau, Jack Lemmon. What would you like?
Anne Margaret.
The beautiful Anne Margaret.
Yeah.
What would you like?
What do you got restaurant-wise?
Restaurant-wise, I got Firehouse Subs. I've got the pewter mug. I also, if you concerts, I got the Def Leppard concert. I got you qualified for the Epicenter if you want.
Oh, the Now, I get the tickets or just qualify?
With the Epicenter, you get qualified with a CD from one of the bands performing there. It gets you in the running for the Flyaway. I'm talking about Flyaway, three-day concert, all that at Charlotte Motor Speedway. It gets you in the running for it.
And what about the Def Leppard?
Yeah,
concert?
You got the tickets right now.
Yeah, that.
All right, hold on. Yeah, that.
What's
hold,
the date on that?
That
yeah,
the date.
That's all fine.
Next year.
Good.
Next year, July 9th.
Okay, great.
All right, cool. Hold on.
Everything's great.
Jesus.
Yep.
Movies about snow or that have snow in them. Name it.
Mr. Mora?
Yeah.
Officer Olson?
Yeah, righto. Well, so I'm tending bar down there at Eklund and Swedlin's last Tuesday, and this little guy's drinking, and he says, so where can a guy find some action? I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, what kind of action? And he says, woman action. What do I look like? And I says, well, what do I look like? I don't arrange that kind of thing. And he says, but I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, yeah, but this ain't that kind of place.
Uh-huh.
He says, oh, so I get it. So you think I'm some kind of jerk for asking, only you don't use the word jerk.
I understand.
Then he calls me a jerk, says, last guy thought he's a jerk is dead now. So I don't say nothing. He says, what do you think about that? And I says, well, that don't sound like too good a deal for him then.
You got that right.
Yeah, he says, yeah, that guy's dead, and I don't mean of old age. And then he says, geez, I'm going crazy out there at the lake.
White Bear Lake?
Yeah, well, at Eklund and Swedlin, that's closer to Moose Lake, so I made that assumption.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, he's drinking at the bar, so I don't think a whole great deal of it. But then Mrs. Mora, she heard about the homicides down here and thought I should call it in, so I called it in. End of story.
Well, what this guy look like, anyways?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay. Well, thanks a bunch, Mr. Mora. You're right. It's probably nothing. But thanks for calling her in.
Sure. Looks like she's going to turn cold tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We've got a front coming in.
Yeah, you got that right.
Name the movie. Name the movie. Funny looking fella. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jim.
Who?
Jim.
Jim, you've won. Are you? You're not eligible to win yet, are you?
Are you crazy, you?
He tries all the time. He uses different names.
I know, but can you feel the love tonight? Yeah. Can you?
Yep. Yeah. Okay, today you're Jim. Can you name the movie?
Fargo.
Yes. What would you like?
Pewter mug.
All right. You still got your certificate from the last time you won the pewter mug?
No, that was like a year and a half ago.
Oh, sure it was. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not putting one over on me, Jim, if that's your name. Let's.
You know, does this guy think he's running an elaborate con on us?
Yeah.
Does he have just like, you know, different go bags with different passports and names so that he can get one over on us?
That's what he thinks. You think he's got a lot of go bags.
You know, calling on a burner phone.
Yeah. Jeez. I'm on to you, Jim. Jim today. All right, we got another one for you. You know, getting stuck in the snow is not any pleasant thing.
What was he the last time he called in? Arturo?
Something like that. Let me reset that if I can figure out how to do it on this.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Damn machine. Saying. Hold on.
It's all right.
Hold on.
It's all right.
I got it. Hold on.
Damn Juice World dying.
Yeah. I think I got that. Good. Name this movie.
Just a sec.
Just a minute.
Having a good push now.
All right.
All right. Push, put your own fist
away. I am.
Push, for Christ's sake. I think we have to rock it a bit.
All right.
Okay. Up and down, up and down. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Reverse.
One of my all-time favorites. Name that movie. I can't even remember what line I'm on. That Jim got me all confused. Ahoy, who's this? Good phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Chad.
Chad, name the movie.
Uncle Buck?
No, no. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Eric.
Eric, name the movie.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes, sir. Steve Martin, John Candy. Here's the thing I just read about that. That movie is about 88 minutes. It's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
When that movie was first released to a test audience, the movie, they shot so much film, the movie was about 3 hours long. They made an edit, and they cut it down to about an hour and a half. And they showed it, and they said, I think we got it. And they said, no, a comedy cannot be a two-hour film or an hour and a half. Cut it down to 88 minutes. They say in some vault somewhere.
Is the rest of the film.
Is a whole film that they could put out Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and make it like a two-hour-plus movie.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. No such luck, though. I don't think. Because who was the director? Hughes. He died, and his estate has control over it. And I think
he insisted that the film be buried with him.
Yeah, pretty darn close. Where it's you're not supposed to touch it. But
are they saying? They say we're going the wrong way. How do they know where we're going?
Do yourself a favor. There is one outtake that has survived that is so good. It is when they were on the plane with the old man sitting by the window seat and they were eating their meals. It's a deleted scene that didn't make it into the movie, and it goes for about 6 or 7 minutes. It's hilarious. What would you like, buddy?
I'm sorry, you got Firehouse Subs left?
Yes, I do. Hold on. They're yours.
I'll take it.
Hold on. One more. Movies about snow. Last one. Last chance to win. Name the movie.
Take a look at this.
What is going on?
I don't know, Phil. Perhaps it's that giant blizzard we're not supposed to get.
This is impossible.
Hey, no. Nobody honks this horn but me, okay, pal?
Go!
Commander, what's going on?
There's nothing going on. We're closing the road. Big blizzard moving in.
What blizzard? It's a couple of flakes.
Don't you listen to the weather? We got a major storm here.
I make the weather. All of this moisture coming up out of the Gulf is going to push us to the east and hit Altoona.
Hal, you got that moisture on your head. Now you can go back to Punxsutawney, or you can go ahead and freeze to death. It's your choice. So what's it going to be?
I'm thinking.
Name the movie. Why do all these lines look like they're not ready to be picked?
Probably not.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Adam Naples.
Adam Naples, name the movie.
Groundhog Day.
It is Groundhog Day. What would you like?
Can I have pewter mug?
You got the pewter mug, buddy. Hold the line. Great. Hold on. All right, Haney, outro, please.
I wonder if Dave would allow us to go to the moon with him.
Maybe. I think if it was a chance for one person to go, he would forget you and I ever existed.
I would like to go.
Who wouldn't?
And that concludes Stan's tribute to snow. Tune in next week when Stan pays tribute to gratuitous Christmas movies. sentimental BS. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. We are in the final hour of the big Beasley bike drive over at the Super Walmart in Estero, corner of Estero Parkway and US 41. What a day it has been. And the man that has been keeping us up to date since the beginning of the show is Dave.
With the insights.
With the insight and the in-depth. You take us there. It's almost like we're there,
man,
Dave.
It has been an unbelievable day, boys. I'm telling you.
All right. Tell us what's going on.
Well, so far we are at a grand total 943 bikes, 17,750 in cash. And Brian came by. Through a 20. He wants to say a big shout out to you guys.
Thank you, Bri.
Stan and Haney.
Thank you, Bri.
And we're slowly getting ready to start wrapping it up here. So you got about an hour left to get by here, man.
Yeah, you got some time to go and throw a little money towards Toys for Tots and maybe drop off a bike for a needy kid.
Absolutely.
And you're probably passing by on your way home.
Yeah. Throwing a few bucks.
Just cruising through, man.
Yep. So, Dave, a recap for us. How has the day been for you?
It has been a long day, bro. I mean, I got up at 3:30, man.
I think he's wanting you to promote the positive aspect of the event.
Not about me personally.
What an eggnog.
Wants to know my personal,
and I don't want to know anything personal about you. Neither does most of Southwest Florida.
That's true, Stan.
Statistics show.
Oh, hey, we got another bike donation coming in.
Good.
Right on. Yeah, man.
All right.
So it's Christmas time, and we can all feel good about it.
Yeah, man. Giving to the needy kids, man. Toys for Tots. Stoked thing, man.
Thank you for your insights.
Great insight. Once again, he brings us there. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. You wouldn't know that he spent the better part of two decades in this business. North Fort Myers.
Thank Dave again for his insights.
Deep insight. Crash, North Fort Myers, Hart Road and Bayshore Road. Then we have a couple in Fort Myers, a hit and run. 17,000 block of Ben Hill Griffin Parkway. Oh, look at this, Fort Myers crash. I think that one's the same Ben Hill Griffin Parkway by McDonald's. Bonita, hit and run. Old 41 Road and Bonita Beach Road, southeast right by the Shell Station. And you are up to date. One more traffic update coming up for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. It starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Charles Kuralt in New York, Eric Severide in Miami Beach, Charles Collingwood in London, George Herman in Washington, Marvin Kalb in Washington, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, and Daniel Shore in Washington.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, December 10th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
Of course, this past weekend, I was in St. Augustine, Florida.
Beautiful, historic St. Augustine.
And it is the oldest city in all of the United States. Mm-hmm. 1565.
Yeah, Ponce de Leon.
I thought it was Don Pedro Menendez.
Fountain of Youth. Go right there. Did you, when you were in there, did you go to the little fenced off area where they got the Fountain of Youth?
No, I stuck to the room. It was so nice there. I figured, you know, I'm paying for it. I may as well enjoy all the amenities.
Yeah, like cinder block wall, rabbit ear TV, and stained carpets.
Indeed. And upon completion of the vows and the ceremony, my daughter and her new husband took a horse-drawn carriage for a tour of the city. What do you call that?
That's a smart cab.
I didn't see that. Are you sure that's what it's called?
Yes.
Why do they call it a smart cab?
I don't know. It's a cab where they transport you around, and it's horse-drawn.
And they call it a smart cab.
Yeah. You don't want to know what? I'll give you a classic episode of Seinfeld where Kramer got to borrow this guy's a smart cab, but he fed the horse, I forget what the hell, baked beans.
Oh, beauty.
And it started having the gassers and made the people in the smart cab a little.
Yeah, I just didn't know it was called a
smart cab. It's called a smart cab.
Yeah, so she got to enjoy that. But I didn't know it was called a smart cab.
Yeah, smart cab.
And they do have the smart cab tours. But the thing that is really popular in St. Augustine right now.
What?
Are these little tiny cars where they have two wheels in the front and one in the back.
Is it a Segway?
No, it looks like Speed Racer's car, kind of. But you're very close to the ground on these things, and it's like just driving a normal car. You could run over one and not even know it. But the people just can't get enough of it. They're bopping around in there. And my God, I'll tell you what, couple of hundred miles away, talking about 1565.
Yeah.
That's all well and good, and it sounds charming, and it is. But if you'll recall, in 1565, the automobile had not been invented.
Correct.
So when they built this city, it was with pedestrians in mind.
Not cars.
And when they've got so many people that want to enjoy the historic ambiance, there's not room for all these cars. So anytime you go anywhere, you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, going nowhere fast.
Yep.
But St. Augustine was founded in 1565.
What do all these people want, Rob?
They're all claiming that it's not a smart cab.
What is it?
It's called a handsome cab.
Might be a handsome cab.
Well, then why are you so married to smart cab?
I don't know.
Because you've been saying that ever since I brought it up.
I think it might be a handsome cab. No, I think it's, I don't know. It's called something, Haney. A smart cab, handsome cab.
Comes up H-A-N-S-O-M cab.
Handsome.
Yep.
Handsome cab.
Well, how do you get smart cab out of that?
I don't remember.
Smart cab sounds like something that you plug a USB into.
A handsome.
And he found the things, what is that, called a slingshot?
The Polaris slingshot.
Love it.
And people are zipping around on those, only a couple of inches off the ground. So, St. Augustine, 1565, that's for us in the United States, that's the oldest it gets. What is the oldest university in all of the Americas, meaning North and South?
I have no idea.
I didn't know this. So keep in mind, St. Augustine, we got our thing going on in 1565, but in May of 1551, they opened up the National University of San Marcos in Peru. That university has been continuously running since 1551.
Wow. Oh, and he fed the horse not beans, but beefarino.
Can I trust a word you say?
Not today. I had the right idea.
Are you really going to play that card on me? Not today, brah?
No, I'm saying I don't know that I have the right words for you today.
All right. You know, us being in radio, we are privy to certain information that the general public is not.
Darn right we are.
And a lot of you might think that Bruce Springsteen is a popular act. You'd be wrong.
You most certainly would be wrong. We've been told Bruce Springsteen is a regional act.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, if you look at the TV territory of what would you say, like the New England Patriots and New York Jets?
Yeah.
If you took those two TV territories,
yeah,
that would be where you're good with Springsteen.
That's it.
Other than that, nobody knows who he is.
Now, that's what we are told. I went and I've done this to at least three program directors that have worked here at KRA. Because I love Bruce Springsteen. Why don't we play some Springsteen? Doesn't test well. It's a regional act.
Uh-huh.
What?
Well, and I guess in a sense they're right. Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one hit.
Well, neither has ELO.
He did have a number two hit, Dancing in the Dark, in 1984.
Yep.
However, that's as a performer. As a writer, he does have a number one song. The number one Manfred Mann hit in 1977, Blinded by the Light.
Ah, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Regional act. Mm-hmm. He's a regional act. I said, man, this station would love.
Limited appeal.
Limited appeal, regional act. Bruce Springsteen. That's what it is in the industry.
When Born in the USA came out, you could not do anything without having Bruce Springsteen thrown at you.
One shot wonder.
Oh, that's like a one hit wonder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Regional act.
Regional act.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a break if you want.
And you wonder why the business is in the shape that it is.
Regional act.
Those are the people, those are the wise men.
Yep.
Regional act. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd with the Diamond District and Estero at Coconut Point have exciting news for you. This week only, Wednesday, December 11th and Thursday the 12th, the Diamond District is having their annual John Hardy Holiday Trunk Show. John Hardy jewelry is handcrafted by artisans in Bali. And for these 2 days only, view one of the largest collections of John Hardy just in time for Christmas. John Hardy is dedicated to the creation of ultimate beauty through artisan handcrafted jewelry. Since inception, John Hardy has been deeply rooted in the essential values of community, artisanship, and sustainability. Join Jason and Todd at the Diamond District this Wednesday and Thursday only and experience for yourself the magic, power, and timeless beauty of the John Hardy collections. Whether it's from the Dot, Bamboo, Legends, or Classic Chain collections, John Hardy jewelry makes a perfect gift for Christmas.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
I got a text from Dave.
Bill? You did?
Yeah.
Any insights?
I guess the two of you are sharing cars. Are you?
I had to drop him off.
Dear bro, he's addressing this to me as my text.
So this is a formal letter bro.
The thing is he knows, you just text back and forth because the person's name texting you pops up.
Dear bro.
But this is, dear bro, please tell Haney to hold on. I'll be right there after the last break. I have no way home.
So is he going to be able to get from the Walmart to here?
No, I don't. Maybe he can walk. I mean, it's a stone's throw. He just wants. Yeah, I guess he's going to walk because he's telling you to hold on. He's got to walk here. He doesn't have a vehicle.
So he doesn't want me to pick him up. He just wants me to wait for him to walk here.
It says, hold on.
Dear bro.
Yep, dear bro. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks.
A little housekeeping.
Yep. Dear bro.
God help us all. Evolutionary biologists have figured out why ancient humans developed the ability to smile.
Ooh.
And what a shocker. It's the same reason that we all learn how to play guitar. To get laid. What else? Scientists from the University of Milan studied genes from Neanderthals and found that the purpose of them smiling was to show they weren't being aggressive, which then attracted less aggressive people back to them, and then they would do things of a sexual nature. And because one Neanderthal who developed the ability to smile had better luck with the ladies, that ability was passed on and eventually became universal. And since then, we've even managed to find other uses for a smile, like selling someone a used car.
Yeah.
Talked about this during the headlines. At one point, Stan and I lived right next door to each other with a shared wall.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I knocked on his door and inadvertently I had blood shooting out of my hand all over his doorstep and
what
have you.
It wasn't bleeding. It was shooting blood.
And I figured I could make it to Stan's door before I passed out, because it was shooting blood to the point where I can't make this stop. I should get to someone that will be awake in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And the reason that I cut myself was because of that damn, I was trying to open a package, one of those clamshell things, and it just sliced me clean open. And a new survey found 40% of us at one point or another have injured ourselves simply trying to open a package.
It's true.
The average person... Boy, this seems excessive. They say the average person spends 19 minutes every week getting into hard-to-open packages, including everything from single items to Amazon boxes. And over the course of a lifetime, you will spend 43 days just opening stuff.
I agree.
They also say close to a quarter of us have managed to damage the product attempting to open it.
Yep.
We'll spend 8 minutes attempting to open something before we give up and ask for assistance. One in four people says trying to open something has started a heated argument with someone. And one in six will waste over 30 minutes wrestling stuff open on Christmas Day alone.
Ugh.
Yeah, I see that.
Absolutely.
Can you get this? Yeah.
I
better get a razor.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
Ow!
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, last time I checked, you're not Santa Claus.
No.
And Santa Claus makes it all look so easy. The fire department in Tucson, Arizona, received a call Friday afternoon. when people heard someone yelling for help from the inside of a vacant home. It turned out a gentleman in his 30s had tried to gain entry to the home by sliding down the chimney and got himself stuck.
That is an art that only a Santa Claus can do.
Oh, sure. Makes it look easy as can be.
Sure.
If you think you can land a sleigh on a rooftop, you jackass.
Yeah, try that one.
Firefighters were able to rescue him, and he was arrested for trespassing, believe it or not, drug possession, and an outstanding warrant.
You don't say.
Leave it to the professionals, people. Are you going to get hurt? Maybe we should open a package opening store.
That would be awesome.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, December 10th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Yeah, maybe we could incorporate that somehow into your artificial tree delivery business.
It's tree rentals.
I'm sorry.
Artificial, fully decorated frog
which
trees.
Which is different from my idea because I was using live trees. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah, let's see if Dave has broken down.
Any insights?
Yeah, he's not there. Yeah, he shut it down a few minutes ago.
Well, everything's great, Stan. Everything's great. Everything's great. Yeah, it's all fine.
Yeah.
Everything's going my way. No problems. It's all great.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. Dave's walking over.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody.
It's Stan and Haney. Make sure you tune in to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
And Rob Show up next at 6 o'clock. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Okay, a couple of things on the board. We have a crash. Fort Myers, the 16,000 block of Alico Mission Way. And a crash in Lehigh Acres, Jaguar Boulevard, and Bell Boulevard South. And you are up to date. Oh, it's that time of year again.
Give me some lowball and let me wipe all big happy smile on everybody's face at Christmas time. Give me some gold pound and let me wipe out big apple smile on everybody's face.
Can you feel it, Stan?
I can feel it.
I said efficiency is the word. Efficiency is the word.
I don't know what he's saying, though.
I need help. I can do alone, said Bobby Bird. I need help.
I need help.
Can't do it alone.
Yeah. Can't do it alone.
Said Bobby Bird.
Said Bobby Bird.
Bobby what?
Said Bobby Bird. Bird. I need help. Ow! Give me some coal power.
Coal power?
And
what?
Go power.
Big happy
go
smile power. On everybody's face. At Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Give me some coal power. And let my wife. On everybody's face at Christmas time. Hit it! Now, Ski Party, you know the movie we made, that was all right, too.
Yeah, it sure was.
But that much is true. But the new one is called Loud. You know, what? Play your groove and play it loud. And jump back and do the boogaloo and things, you know. Kind of go back and reminisce a little bit. Reminds me, I'm looking over my left shoulder, I'm digging Nat Jones, you know. The cat used to play so much alto, and piano, drums, and everything. Did everything. Hey, and Nat, do your thing over there.
so we can get it to get down. You want to say a few words, Jeanette? You ready for it?
Yeah, you did.
You ready for it? Come on, Jeanette.
The glow power thing. Can you tell everybody to get it on in there?
Get on in there.
Right on in.
Well, like, you know, like boost your thing, your thing up, you know, a little groovy. Keep on. Hit it. Hit it. Hit the blow. Hey, hit the blow now, Jones. Yeah, the band's doing that thing. You come on over here and get into it. Come on. The football.
Boy, you can just feel the Christmas.
Yeah,
the
makes it feel like Christmas.
Do it! That band show is singing, too.
Sure is for
hit
Christmas.
It. Hit it! Hit it! Say, man, give me my Christmas present. You know, honey. Can I get my thing, man?
Yeah.
Okay, brother. Let everybody go and do his thing. Y'all go and do y'all thing.
All right.
We gonna slip on out here.
All right, see ya.
All right, you're slipping on out,
yep.
Stan. Love you, James.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
In Finland, I was invited to take a sauna. I was also invited to go cross-country skiing. And all I could think is fun illegal here? What kind of antidepressant do you have to be on to enjoy cross-country skiing? I can't believe cross-country skiing's even a sport. Hey, you know that awkward part in downhill skiing where you're trying to get over to the lift? What if we just did that? This is fun. And to turn around, you know what? Don't turn around. Let's go across the country. People who enjoy winter seem mentally unstable. Right? Some of those winter activities should get you committed. It's like, look, we love you. We're just worried. I mean, yesterday we caught you walking through the woods with tennis rackets tied to your feet. This morning, we saw you sweeping the frozen lake. What's next? You sitting in a sled being pulled by dogs? Get some help.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Nobody knows Dave better because we've changed your name, Dave, to Eggnog. And there he is at the Walmart Superstore at Estero Parkway in US 41 in Estero. It is the Big Beasley second annual bike drive. Started at 6 o'clock this morning, continues all day until 6 p.m. tonight. Dave is the Stan and Haney representative there today. Dave, your insight has been unbelievable. Tell us what's going
on. Thank you, Stan. Thank you very much. It has been a wonderful day out here, as you know, man. We have gotten a boatload of bikes. We just had some unanimous donations, man.
Unanimous donations?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Excuse me.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Two different unanimous meanings, two different words.
Yeah, dude.
Are people laughing at you, Dave?
No, that's a program director, man.
A program director, Matt Mangus, has been texting me, and he said, You're bragging about going to the moon? What? I'll send you to the moon.
Oh, really?
What's the deal with you going to the moon?
I ain't going to the moon, bro. What I'm doing, man, is my birthday's coming.
Here,
up.
I knew it. How long could
I've
we
been,
go
I've been
without it being mentioned?
This. I've been sitting on this, boys, and you know it.
Sitting on what? Your ass,
I haven't been
your
talking
duff
about my birthday.
And what's this got to do with you going to the moon?
And what's this got to do with donating bikes for the kids and toys for tots?
Nothing, man. Nothing.
Nothing.
But let me tell you, I'll tell you what we got. We had Vince drop off a $20 bill, man. We're up to $17,770. And we've had 11 bikes. Oh, we got a gentleman right now that just dropped off a bike. So
that's good.
He's contributing. So we're at 937.
All right.
Right on.
Thank you for your insight again. Thank you to the people that have come by and donated.
Absolutely.
I got a phone call. You're welcome to listen in, Dave.
What does the moon have to do with anything?
What does the moon have to do with anything?
Nothing. I'll tell you about my moon trip later, man.
Okay, today is December the 10th. When's your birthday?
the 12th, bro.
Ah.
Damn it.
It's Thursday. Yeah. Man, right, Tony? TST's out here with me. Woo!
Jeez. Jeez. Just let me make it through the day. Well, nothing.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. So Dave's birthday is going to be on Thursday.
Yeah.
Then come January 1, he will tell you when his birthday is coming up. It's just around the corner.
Yeah.
Let me get this phone. Let me get this phone, sport. Hold on.
I see what's going on. I'm being
sick. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, Stan. It's Cowboy.
Hey, Cowboy.
How you doing, bud? Hey.
All right. Hey, I just not wanting to throw Dave under the bus, but I was there right before the show and gave him a check, told him to say hi to you guys. So.
Oh, you did? Did you?
Thanks a lot.
Dave? Did Cowboy give you a check? Dave,
Yes, sir. We put it in the box right here. It's in our box.
All right. Did you announce it when we came on that Cowboy, who is nothing but a dear, dear friend of ours, did
right
this?
By and I went to say something.
Cowboy, did you say hi to him?
Yes, I did. I shook his hand. Told him to say hi to you guys.
You know what? You've always been with us through the years, Cowboy.
God bless you, Cowboy.
And I'm just appalled.
All right, thank you, man.
I'm just appalled that Dave didn't say anything.
Come on.
All right, I can barely hear you, Stan. I can hear Haney when he jumps in there.
Why can't you hear me? Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you
now,
Stan.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. Button pushing things around here—it's crazy.
It's really taking too much out of you.
After the other day, there, right? Okay.
You've been with us through thick and thin, Cowboy, and thank you so much for your donation again this year. You did something last year as well for the Toys for Tots.
He's always there.
I bought bikes and helped move them all last year. That's what I was talking about. They were running short on bikes. That's why they said they wanted donations.
So. Yes, sir, Cowboy. Thank you so much, brother.
One of the good guys.
He is one of the good guys. And for you to be too good to shake his hand.
He came by very fast. It seemed like he was in a hurry. I just I saw him at the Chris Kale signing.
I have to get headlines in, Dave.
Yeah, do your thing, Stan.
Yeah, when you want to contribute, let us know.
You know what?
Stan, aren't you going to thank him for his insight?
Oh, Dave?
What? Dave,
thank you for your insight.
Don't worry about it, Manny.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.